You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're going to start a new series today, and I call this Who is Grafted In? That's probably a question that most people have not even pondered, because there's a common statement or belief in Christianity that the Jews are God's chosen people. Well, this is an inaccurate statement. Israel is God's chosen people. Judah is only 1/12 of Israel. This makes them part of the chosen people, but not all of the chosen people. Now, before I lose all of you here, think about what I just said. People believe, well, these are God's chosen people. And they think that whenever it talks about Israel in the Bible, that means the Jews. That is not true. Judah was one of the brothers. Not all of the brothers. There's 12 brothers, 12 tribes. You know, if one brother comes home for Thanksgiving, you can't declare a family reunion. Where's the other 11? And the same thing is going on with Israel today. Did you know that the Bible tells a story of God choosing a family? If you follow the story, you can see that the family is followed from one generation to another. There are charts where you can see this. At the church, we've got a couple charts up on the wall. We also have a family tree of Jesus going back to Adam. The stories in the Bible, like the prodigal son, are there for a specific reason. It is the story of God's family. God has a covenant with a specific family going back to creation, and the Bible records that history for us. The family has a covenant with God. Now, who is the covenant with? Obviously, the main party is God. Who did God make this covenant with? Again, Christianity says, oh, the Jews. Sorry, the Jews were part of the covenant, but it was not made with them in totality. 1/12 is with the Jews. Most people don't even know what the new covenant is. They've never even read it. Jeremiah 31:31, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. That's who the new covenant is with. The house of Israel, 10 northern tribes, and with the house of Judah, 3 southern tribes. Where's the Gentiles in here, huh? Verse 32, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God. We're running out of time here, so we're going to pick this up in the next show. Please tune in tomorrow. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.